next on the 5 o'clock report.
It's not a war, it's genocide.
They have orders to erase our history.
The people of the world are going to say, look, this has gone way too far.
This goes to how evil he is.
They believe it is going to get much worse.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast, day 8 of Russia's war on Ukraine.
We can say today that there has been a shift in this war, and Putin's winning.
Russia today capturing the strategic port city of Kherson, and Ukraine's third largest city, Odessa, could be next to fall. Russian warships are lining up to launch an amphibious assault. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says the whole world came late to the game and time is running out.
They have orders to erase our history, our country, and all of us.
Former South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy says President Biden's been a day late and a dollar short from day one of this war.
Biden last night said Putin does not know what's coming. If I'm a Ukrainian, my question is, when is it coming? I mean, we know when Russia's coming. When is the help coming?
President Biden announcing new sanctions against Russian oligarchs today, but he will not ban Russian oil. Something even House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said we should do. The White House says that'll only hurt U.S. consumers.
Less supply raises prices.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki, the White House also says no to a no-fly zone over Ukraine. But former Army Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg thinks that's the only way Ukraine has a chance of surviving.
And I think when you start to see the images of heavy bombardment, I think the people of the world are going to say, well, this may have gone too far. And I think that earlier comment about a no-fly zone on the western part of Ukraine may start to take effect. Sooner or later, the people of the world are going to say, look, this has gone way too far.
Indiana Republican Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, the first Ukrainian-born member of Congress, says Putin's war is genocide.
This humanitarian crisis is going to reach, level never seen before. They're hitting blood banks, schools, water towers, electric facilities. It's not a war, it's genocide.
Former Ambassador Nikki Haley thinks the key to keeping Kyiv under Ukrainian control is keeping President Zelensky alive. Conversely, she adds, the key to winding down this war is taking out Vladimir Putin.
He knows that there's a threat that he would be eliminated because he's trying to eliminate Zelensky. He was already paranoid before. I think you're going to see this move further. But, this goes to how evil he is.
Haley says as tragic as Russia's war in Ukraine is, the war that's coming when China invades Taiwan will be worse.
It's not if, it's when. They will move on Taiwan. They're just learning from every bit of this. And this should be a lesson to the world that the dependency Russia had on Europe and how dangerous that was, the dependency that the world has on China is going to be even bigger.
The Biden administration says it's too early to call Putin's atrocities in Ukraine war crimes, despite the intentional targeting of civilians by the Russian army. This man's wife was killed today in an attack in southern Ukraine.
I hope that my wife was dead fast. I hope that in this moment, my wife in heaven.
It is hard to wrap your head around the heartache, the humanitarian crisis getting worse by the hour. Over a million Ukrainians have been made refugees by this war. Reporter Jonathan Hunt.
Thousands upon thousands of Ukrainians getting in any vehicle they can. In cars, on buses, and cramming into train stations, just trying to get to safety. A clear signal from the people of Ukraine that while it has been bad enough over the last 7 to 8 days, they believe it is going to get much worse.
Peace talks between Russia and Ukraine continue today in Belarus with no major breakthroughs. The two sides did agree, however, to set up so-called safe corridors for civilians to evacuate and for humanitarian aid to be rushed in. We'll have a local look at the war in Ukraine coming up. Also ahead, Russia's war refueling gas pains, Ithaca's reimagined police force, and reinventing higher education in Pennsylvania. You're tuned into the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Here is your Family Life weather forecast. Our call for tonight, bitterly cold, clear to partly cloudy, low temp single digits and teens. For tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the upper 20s to the upper 30s. Saturday, cloudy, milder, double sprinkles, High temperatures ranging from the 30s in central New York to the 50s in northwest Pennsylvania. Strong winds and much warmer on Sunday, cloudy with showers.
All right, Kevin Williams, topsy-turvy weather pattern for sure. We've got lots to discuss from New York and Pennsylvania today. We'll begin at the gas pump. You and I are paying for Russia's war at the gas pump. In some parts of the country, pump prices rose 40 cents a gallon overnight. New York and Pennsylvania motorists are forking over close to $3.90 a gallon now, and that's for regular unleaded. Gas Buddy says the national average is 7 cents higher today than it was just 24 hours ago. Energy experts now predicting $4 a gallon gasoline will be reality in this country before the end of March. University of Buffalo political science professor Colin Anderson tells Family Life News he does not think Vladimir Putin will resort to nuclear war in his attempt to take over Ukraine.
Putin has the same flaw that every other autocrat has, which is that he wants to rule. And if Russia is turned into a nuclear wasteland, there's nothing for him to rule over.
Anderson thinks Putin will try to assassinate the duly elected president of Ukraine and set up a puppet regime headed by former president Viktor Yanukovych, who was ousted when Russia seized control of Crimea back in 2014. Well, higher education is about to undergo a major transformation in Pennsylvania. Family Life's Tracy Lynn explains.
Pennsylvania, a state with over 160 colleges and universities, has never had a Commonwealth University, but it does now. The state system of higher education has approved that name for the combined Bloomsburg, Lock Haven, and Mansfield universities. The merger of those schools into one university that preserves all three campuses is expected to be finalized soon. Each location will retain its logo, colors, mascot, and athletic representation. They'll also continue to use their respective location names, Bloomsburg University, Lock Haven University, and Mansfield University, which will continue to be prominently displayed on diplomas. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
All right, Tracy, thank you. A not-for-profit in Rochester, New York is stepping up to help out the Ukrainian refugees. Anna Bucherka with Interval, seeking donations to send to Poland.
They have been in shock. Daily life today is a nightmare. For the last week, it's been a nightmare for them.
She's part of a group that's collecting sleeping bags, diapers, and personal care items to send to those who've been forced to flee their homes. Interval's executive director, Nicole Jones, says people are eager to give.
Absolutely unbelievable, the amount of phone calls that we fielded just in the last 5 hours. People saying, how can I help? When can I help? Can you put me down to cover a shift? So it's been fantastic, the outpouring from the Rochester community.
The collection drive runs through next Thursday. You can drop off donations at one of nearly a dozen locations throughout Rochester, including 13 WAM headquarters, McQuaid Jesuit High School, and Rochester General Hospital. The city of Ithaca, New York, wants to reimagine its police force by getting rid of the word police. A 17-member Blue Ribbon Commission wants to reinvent law enforcement in that liberal Tompkins County community. If that panel gets its way, the Ithaca Police Department would be replaced with a new agency called the Department of Community Safety. Is this the year a Republican finally wins the governor's race in New York? Hasn't happened in 20 years. Political pundit Jason McGuire.
Lee Zeldin has a great opportunity in running in his particular race. The mood feels very much like back during the Pataki, that first run. There's just a different kind of energy. And I think that what we're seeing is people across the political spectrum are concerned about public safety issues that certainly have been front and center for the Zeldin campaign. So this could be an interesting year for the Republican Party in New York State.
Zeldin secured the political blessing of the state Republican Party earlier this week in his bid to unseat Governor Hochul in November. A Pennsylvania politician has proposed suspending the state sales tax for 2 months this summer to offset the impact of inflation. Michael Gear with the Pennsylvania Family Institute says...
Let's make it permanent. You know, inflation is really hitting people hard, so that might be a little bit of help on the margins. I don't know, 2 months, whether that's going to be enough, because the projections are that this inflation is going to be with us for some time, especially with the war going on and the way the government continues to print money.
Democratic State Senator Lisa Boscolo wants to waive the 6% sales tax in June and July. Governor Wolf says he's open to the idea. A Livingston County, New York community appears in the current HBO series, The Gilded Age. But as Family Life's Mark Webster says, things in Hollywood are not always as they appear.
The series plotline involving famed nurse Clara Barton features the birthplace of the American Red Cross, Dansville, New York. However, if you've caught the show and know you're Dansville, you won't recognize the buildings, and for good reason. It isn't really Dansville. While the history portrayed in the Gilded Age is generally accurate, the Dansville scenes were actually shot in Newport, Rhode Island. In fact, Newport also serves as a stand-in for other backdrops in the series, including Doylestown, Pennsylvania. You'll need a subscription to HBO or HBO Max if you want to see for yourself. The series runs through March 21st. Mark Webster, Family Life News.
Very interesting. Thank you, Mark. Well, if you've ever wondered how maple syrup gets from the tree to your breakfast table, this weekend is your chance to find out in Pennsylvania. An environmental group near Pittsburgh will walk you through the process.
The Jennings Environmental Education Center, around 45 minutes north of Pittsburgh, will take a sweet stroll through maple history this upcoming weekend. The center will offer a free outdoor program highlighting the making of maple syrup. The program will take place outdoors on Sunday, March 6th, and will take participants on a journey from taking sap from the tree all the way to the process of making syrup. There will be a guided walk, which will take visitors through the history of maple sugaring, including seeing a working evaporator, and get a taste of spring itself, real maple syrup. Brian Querrey, Family Life News.
All right, Brian, thank you for that. Your nightly market report is next. It's brought to you by the fine folks at Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
The markets had a roller coaster ride today, with the major indices seeing gains and losses multiple times. Crude oil reversed its climb today to close down 2%, most cryptocurrencies also trading lower. The Dow was down 97 points, the NASDAQ fell 214, and the S&P 500 slid 23. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. This is the 5 o'clock report, a Thursday edition on Family Life.
Proverbs 21:5 reads, "Steady plotting brings prosperity. Hasty speculation brings poverty." Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. Steady plotting may not be exciting, but there's no better way to ensure that your long-range investing pays off. The stock market's seen record highs, breathtaking falls, and rapid recoveries. People poured everything into stocks, only to pull it out later. That's not steady plotting. To invest wisely, take a long-term view of the market. Invest in stocks only with money that you don't need for at least 5 years. 10 is better. Contribute a set amount every pay period so you buy more shares when stocks are down and fewer when they're up. That way you can take your mind off the market, as your steady plotting brings prosperity. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, moneywise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock report, Corning Kids take on Europe. But first this.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A bitter cold night is coming up tonight. Temperatures will be tumbling, and the Arctic air will last into tomorrow, but give way to a shift in the wind and a big warm-up heading into the weekend. But this too shall pass. The overall trends continue to suggest a wintry spell next week and beyond. Our call for tonight, though, bitterly cold, clear to partly cloudy, low temp single digits and teens. For tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the upper 20s to the upper 30s. Saturday, cloudy, milder, double sprinkles. High temperatures ranging from the 30s in central New York to the 50s in northwest Pennsylvania. Strong winds and much warmer on Sunday, cloudy with showers.
All right, Kevin, great work as always at the Weather Center. And finally at 5, the Corning Painted Post High School Marching Band from Corning, New York, will be marching in Dublin, Ireland this month for that city's St. Patrick's Day Parade. Band director Joseph Storr.
These students are just amazing. They want to represent themselves and this program at a high level. They work hard. There's a lot of talent in this group, but more so there's a lot of heart and pride.
Go Hawks! The Corning students were selected after competing against marching bands from all over the country.
Yeah.
player and drum major Emily Song says she's honored to represent her high school overseas.
I'm beyond excited. Senior year, getting to go to Ireland and getting to conduct in a parade is definitely kind of a dream.
The band members are practicing more than 2 hours a day leading up to their trip. They'll leave for Dublin March the 12th. What an opportunity for those kids there in Corning, New York. That's the world we live in. Thursday, the 3rd of March. I'm Bob Price. Family Life News.